Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're turning to a story in the paper today, and the headline is a bit shocking. Company moving to seize homes. What's this about?
Yeah, the city of Schenectady once sold its tax liens to a company called American Tax Funding. One of the reasons they did this was the promise that the company would work with property owners rather than simply seizing the houses for small amounts of unpaid taxes. But now it appears that has changed. The company, since September 1st, has filed 13 foreclosure actions after the city began its own foreclosures on properties that owe years of back taxes. The city's foreclosures dealt with hundreds, almost 600 properties. But this American Tax Funding is going after even those residents who have been faithfully making payments through a payment plan with the company. In one case, the owner owes just $168 to ATF. The owner has been making payments on a 2009 tax bill that he did not pay on time. He wasn't alone. Many property owners decided to pay the collections company that kept calling and sending letters rather than paying the city, which does not aggressively chase debtors. That's why there were so many city foreclosures that happened earlier this year. The company's attorneys didn't return calls seeking a comment from us yesterday. City attorney has been trying to negotiate an agreement with American Tax Funding to share revenue they receive from foreclosures in which they, both the city and this company, were both owed money, but they haven't reached an agreement. So there are many kinds of entities that can foreclose on your house, and in the city of Schenectady, there appears to be a race to see who can foreclose first.
Well, we turn to a story now that went viral. It was at least nationally went viral, and I guess we can file it under the phrase, nice try. It has to do with Night Moves, a strip club in Latham, New York, who tried to suggest that lap dances were art and they weren't taxable. They got shot down.
Yeah, apparently the New York's Court of Appeals disagreed. The lap dances are taxable because they don't promote culture in the community the way ballet or other artistic endeavors do. This is what the court ruled. But it was a split decision, 4-3, with dissenting judges saying the applicable state law doesn't make a distinction between highbrow and lowbrow dance. The case stems from a lawsuit filed by Night Moves of Latham, which argued that its fees for lap dances and the fees it charges to get into the club weren't subject to sales tax. The court ruling rejected that argument, saying the club failed to prove that it qualified for the dramatic or musical arts performances exception. You know, they charge fees to see ice shows, so that also involves choreography and music, and that wasn't determined to be an artistic endeavor. So, interesting case, but I guess you'll have to pony up a little bit of sales tax money when you get into the club.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, and we'll, of course, look for more and interesting stories next week. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.